You're standing in the middle of the room, prepared, just as I had ordered. Your legs are spread, ankle restraints connected to a spreader bar keeping you open and available for me. Your arms pulled up tight by the wrist restraints connected to the ceiling. Your eyes covered in a blindfold, and in your ears, little earbuds connected to an MP3 player, playing my favorite song. You don't know that I've entered the room, and you don't sense me until I'm standing right behind you, when you feel my breath on your neck. I see you jump just a little bit. I walk around to the front of you and trail my finger across your jaw, down your neck, down your chest, to the quivering muscles in your stomach. You look so good. I slide behind you again and press my naked breasts against your back and plant little kisses on your neck. I hear you groan, so I cover your mouth with my hand so you know to be silent. I run my breasts up and down your back. Feels good. Then I let my hand slide around your waist, down, taking your balls in my hand, gently cupping them and squeezing them. And I feel your cock getting hard. I pull away and walk in front of you again, trailing my finger down your chest and your stomach. I kneel in front of you and let my mouth move close to your cock. I know you can sense it and how close you want to move your hips, but you know better. I take your cock in my hand and stroke it slowly, making sure that it's hard and throbbing. Then I run my tongue from the base to the tip, along the underside, stopping at the top to flick my tongue against that little spot at the head. I pull away again, and if you had been allowed, you probably would have groaned. But I see the look of nervousness pass over your face because you don't know where I went or what I'm getting or what I'm doing. I come back with an ice cube in my hand, and you jump and shiver when it touches your collarbone and slides across your chest. I trail it down to your nipple where I make little circles around there, making you hard. And I lick it, the contrast of the cold ice in my hot tongue. And I do the same on the other side. I move the ice cube back to your chest and rub it there until a drip slides down your stomach. And before it reaches your cock, I lick it off. I leave you again, hoping that you're wondering what's coming next. I stand behind you and take my hands and gently massage your ass in slow circles, letting you know that that's where my area of focus is going to be. I lightly spank you, teasing light little spanks, warming you up. Because what you don't know is in the other hand, I have the belt, and I intend to turn your ass a lovely shade of red. I take the belt and I trail it up and down the inside of your thighs, over your ass, and up your back, and back down, letting you feel the leather, letting you know what's to come. I remove it from your skin, and then quickly spank it hard across your ass, and you jump. The little red mark showing already. And I spank you again. And again. And again. The right side of your ass turning red. Distinct marks from the belt on there as I spank it a few more times. I stop and rub my hand along those red marks. You let out the smallest of whimpers. Poor baby. I move to the left side, repeating the spanks again and again and again. Until that side of your ass matches the other. Rubbing the red welts that are coming up on your skin. I trail my finger down your back and then around your waist to the front again. Standing behind you with my naked breasts pressed into your back, I take your cock in my hand and I stroke it. Faster and faster and faster. And I can feel you getting closer. Your muscles are tense. And you want to cry out, but you know better. And you want to beg, but you know better. And I'm stroking you faster and faster and faster. And I feel you tighten, and I know you're about to come. I don't stop. And I stroke you. And I stroke you until you come. Oh, and you come so hard. Your sweet hot load shooting out and landing on the floor. What a good boy. I take the earplugs out of your ears and remove the blindfold. I give you some soft kisses, tell you what a good little pet you are. Such a good boy. I take your arms down from the restraints and massage your sore shoulders. And then remove the spreader bar and take you over to the bed. I let you relax for just a moment before I decide how I want to use you next.